Rusty Quill presents.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Dies Irae is one of the oldest songs we have a record of, and we call it the sound of death. Welcome back to Spirit Box Radio. Hello, faithful listeners. Thank you so much for your responsiveness over the last week with your messages about trying to find former scaremongers. It sounds like there's some really promising leads out there. I'd especially like to thank the users Hurdy Gurdy the 30 and Shah the Wind Witch for all their excellent work cross-referencing everyone else's information. I cannot express how helpful that has been, folks, so thank you. It's been a bit lonely here in the flat these past few days. Anna still isn't talking to me. Kitty hasn't stopped by and Oliver's gone away to a florist convention or something. I'd have thought he was making it up if he wasn't so excited. It's nice to see him enthusiastic about things. These last few months have been hard on him, you know. He's trying his best. We both are. But adapting to things is hard, and when the thing you're adapting to is, oh dear, my boyfriend is death incarnate and he has a Leon on my soul, I imagine that's a particularly rough one. I say I imagine, like he doesn't tell me about it all the time. I think he's overcompensating for not being able to talk about things before, when his deal was still tied to the man in the flat cap. It's kind of sweet, really. He seems to relish it, going into all this detail about his feelings. It's really nice. I'm going to make myself more miserable if I keep talking about him, though. It's so much easier to gush when he's not in the house. He's asked me to lift my ban on him listening to the show, but absolutely not. I like occasionally gushing about him here, and knowing he's listening would make it, well, maybe not less fun, but it'd be different, you know? Anyway, obviously there's been quite a lot of talk on the forums about last week. I want to assure you that I'm fine. I did sleep for about 30 hours after I shut down the broadcast, but, you know, otherwise, totally fine. Unharmed, etc. So yeah, you don't need to worry about any of that, folks, because it's all totally fine. Absolutely fine.
Yeah, the more times you say you're fine, the more we all believe you.
Recording machine, I didn't even know you were on.
You forgot to unplug me after this week's tea, D, and dusting session. And just for the record, I'm always listening. I just can always complain about it.
Oh. Right.
It's a hard life.
Yeah, I get that.
Do you?
Maybe not exactly, but even if I can't empathize, I can sympathize.
That's true, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, as you've been listening, what did you make of it?
Make of what, exactly?
You know, the disturbance from last week. About when I looked into the shard of the crystal ball.
It was sort of like those times you looked into the crystal ball when it was whole, but maybe slightly less annoying.
Gee, thanks. So you don't think any of it was weird then?
All of it was weird, Sam.
Right, thanks.
Please, turn me off at the wall before I say something I regret.
Like what?
like it's going to be okay or something.
Thanks, recording machine.
I'm serious, switch me off. I'm not going to be the receptacle of arcane messages or accidentally get soppy live on air if I can help it.
Yes, both of those things are equally bad and normal to draw equivalents from.
I'm so glad you understand.
Good night, recording machine.
Good night, loser.
Ah, there she is. For me, it was like, well, it was like when I spoke with the crystal ball when it was whole, wasn't it? But it was different. Forums user Victor Wilde went through the trouble of transcribing everything I said when I was looking into the shard, which was really helpful. The thing that keeps catching me out is that I said that the crystal ball doesn't show the past, it shows consequences. Which is an interesting thing to say, because crystal balls are usually for divining the future or clarifying the present, and not about showing the past at all. Except that crystal ball, it only saw the past. When I looked into it, it felt like, I don't know, it was like being inside her head, but as a passenger, silent and powerless, only by the end of it, it was like I could feel us both all at once. I'm pretty sure she could feel me too. It was like when I met with Madame Marie before I went to see the man in the flat cap. It was walking through a memory, but it wasn't a memory at all. It didn't feel like one. It was like I was really there. It happened in the house on Baymouth Road too, the impossible house, when I saw Scourge with Madame Marie and me when I was a baby. It was like it was all really happening right there, unfolding in front of me. I could reach out and touch it, but I couldn't change anything. Everything I said when I spoke to M, I was saying it of my own free will, but at the same time, it was like there was nothing else I could possibly have said. Nothing else I could have done. Nothing to prevent what was about to happen. Of course there wasn't, because it had all already happened. And even though I was there seeing it, it was like I'd always been there. When I saw Scourge, he could speak to me. And the only other person I could reach through and speak to as the memories played out was me. Like I was there as much in the present as I was in the past. M could hear what little me was saying in the memory just as clearly as I could, but she couldn't hear what I was saying now, until I got angry and I made everything stop, made a bubble of arcane space in the gaps between seconds. M could speak to me then. It was something to do with being in the arcane, like we were both in the past and in my present, everywhere and nowhere. What I wanted, what I was trying to do, I wanted to stop her from making a deal with the man in the flat cap, to stop everything else that happened afterwards from happening. But all I could do was literally freeze everything in place, like it was suspended, hanging by an arcane thread. Like the Major Arcana, like what I did with Kitty. I wanted to fix her, to bring her back from the dead, but all I could do was tie her in place, tie her to me. When I'm in the arcane, right, when I look at it, I can see now the weave of it, the knots, the connections. But I can see where each thread came from, the connections that led it to here. And if I follow long enough, I can get a sense of where the threads are going. That part's less clear. In the past, I can see, like, all the possibilities, the almosts. They're like ghosts of the thread itself, splitting off and going in different directions. There, but not quite. What happened, that's definite. That thread is the brightest, but the almosts, they're less distinct. Actually, ghosts, their arcane threads all look like that once they die. Like all they have left are almosts. In the future, it's harder to tell which threads are the almosts. Everything glows more brightly over there. Some are brighter than others, but yeah, it's easier in the past to see the almosts from the actual. The past is immutable, but visible. And the future? That can change. Yeah, I know this is the third time this week I've gone off on one like this, but at least it's not just you who's listening this time. Okay, geez, sorry. I meant you all collectively. I know you're all paying attention, you know I do. I wonder. Because I could see those memories, you know? Maybe I can get them back. Not just as a witness to them, but as, you know, things I remember. So what? Of course some of it will be difficult, but isn't everyone's past. This is... These are my memories. It's... They're mine. It... They're a part of me. Don't I... Is it so wrong to want that back? To want myself back? No, you're wrong. This has nothing to do with the crown. Nothing at all. Mind your own business. Sorry for snapping. Moving on then. There's not been much movement about the people in Salem yet. I'm sure we'll land on something soon. It's like with Arlo and the Scaresmongers. There are so many people in the forums now that someone's bound to spring on a connection eventually, aren't they? So we'll see. It's funny, don't you think? Second bunch of renegade Arcanists I'm tracking down in as many years. Arcanism is supposed to be about secrecy, right? Preventing the sharing of information, stamping out community, forcing people to function alone. But all over the place, these little pockets of community spring up like natural wells. It's like you can't stop it. Coincidence is a powerful feature of the arcane, so maybe it's just that. A confluence of coincidences bringing people together. But it's more than that, isn't it? Because community, that seems to be a powerful feature of arcanism too. Despite all the secrecy, despite everyone trying to work alone, it's like they can't resist it. And it's got me wondering, you know? Why secrecy? Why individualism? When most people who aren't into arcanism or the occult hear about the arcane or witchcraft or anything like that, most of the time they're going to be thinking about spiritualism. That's its own whole thing. It was dead popular in the last century. It comes with its own whole set of scandals and bad actors, most notably frauds. That's what people accused M of, isn't it? Other arcanists, they said she was a fake. It was because she had no power, and then all of a sudden she had all of the power. But, like, that happened because she made a deal with the man in the flat cap, the one who walks here and there. There are stories about him everywhere, this strange figure at the edge of all sorts of weird rumours and tales, a witch who can make your true love fall for you for a price, who can make your terminally ill child well again. There are even more stories of these roses found at the sites of recent uncanny death, which dissolve into nothing the moment they're touched, and some of them the moment they're seen. It's the roses that really did it for me, honestly. If the goal is secrecy, like most arcanists aim for, why leave the roses at all, even if they do disappear? Why show yourself at all, even in this strange cryptic way? It's like they're waiting. Waiting to confirm something. A tantalising piece of knowledge. There's something wrong here. But it doesn't tell you what. It's not about secrecy at all, is it? Seek without searching. Look without looking. The concept that if you just let go, the answer will come to you. It's a surrender, a giving up, a giving in. It's about faith.
Interesting proposition.
Gods. Don't you ever just arrive in a normal way?
No. Did I scare you, little bit?
You made me jump, that's all.
If it's about faith, and the rumours are scattered across all of Arcanism as we know it, what does that make the Arcanists... who follow that doctrine?
It's not a doctrine, is it? Because there's not enough communication between different practitioners to make something so cohesive as that.
The start of all religion is scattered and disparate.
It's not a religion.
You yourself have mentioned before that the way that Arcanists treat the unknown borders on worshipful. And what is the one who walks here and there, but unknowability personified?
Now that's a leap.
Is it? Nobody else can even agree on what he looks like.
But I always see him the same.
Because you're his son, heir apparent.
So you see him the same every time too?
He's not my father. He's my maker.
Last time you were here, all you did was bang on about how we're the same.
As you pointed out, there are some crucial distinctions. I'm also... Your form is so corporeal that it breathes and bleeds.
At least I have eyes, not awful gaping holes in my face.
Oh, yes. Funny, isn't it? Eyes are the window to the soul, they say, but I'm all window.
Right, because you're so transparent and clear, it's so easy to work out what you're on about.
Not all windows are for looking through.
What does that even... You know what? Sure. Whatever.
They're for letting in the light.
Yeah, yeah, you're a real ray of sunshine.
Contradiction and coincidence are...
strong features of Arcanism, I know.
Funny, isn't it? How are you? The one who is destined to unseat the one who walks here and there happens to host the most successful contradiction of Arcanism of all. A radio show designed to gather knowledge and build community.
It's hilarious.
You know what you are, Sam. You already know what you're going to do.
Yes, I do. Not the end of the world.
Whatever you say, little bit.
Why'd you call me that?
Little bit.
Yeah.
Because it's what you are. A tiny portion of something much larger. The show, the forums, the house on Bournemouth Road. It's all you, little bit. But you are not all of it. You're just the piece that speaks the loudest.
I do speak. And you will fucking hear me. Get out.
Ah. Are we finished already?
Get out.
Parting never felt so sweet.
Oh my God. The witch is in Salem. I know what to do. We don't need to find them mundanely. We can find them in the arcane. We just need to follow the threads. Okay. Candles. Perfect. And my chalk here. Okay, it's not perfect, but I need to speed this up. Kitty, I can find Kitty, the investigator. All right. Focus now. Here's the knot that binds us. And there's Kitty. There's where she is now. There's where she's been. Salem, yeah. Wow. There really is a lot of arcane practice there. And... oh. That feels like bad intent. Yeah. See Kitty's thread weaving close but never touching. This is them. It has to be them. And what is happening? Their threads are knotting together. It's like they're holding a seance, but the strands aren't merging right. It's something's going wrong. No. What are they doing? It's not just a bundle of power. They're alive. You have to stop. Stop. Okay. Oh. So sorry this happened. I'm sorry. Oh, you're just a baby, really. They had no rights to bring you into this world like this. Not that they didn't understand what you are. I'm so sorry. Hey, look. Look at this. Yeah, that's the arcane. You're a part of it, see? Like me. There you go. You understand? No. Those witches. Do you see them? See the threads that connect you to them? You're a happenstance. A twist in the arcane. I'm so sorry that they did this. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's gonna be okay. See? I'm gonna let you go. I can do that. I can let you go. Those bastards. I can't feel them anymore. The threads, their threads. I was holding them. They were doing some kind of seance, and then they made an artifact of the arcane, and now they're all gone. If by some miracle any of them have lived through this profound act of stupidity, I am going to find them and make them look into this pit that they have made. It was alive. It was alive. And it could feel, and all it knew was suffering. And it is their fault. And for what? For what? I hope they're all dead. I hope they're all dead. I'm so angry. I'm still so angry. I wish Oliver would come home. No, I know I could just summon him, but this is the first time he's been away since... You know, I just want him to know that he can have space if he needs it. It doesn't have to just be... I don't want him at my beck and call, okay? Yes, I do still have you here, darling. Okay. Yeah, I will make a hot water bottle and then we'll curl up in bed. How's that sound? No, I am not going to read you, Jake. Okay, faithful listeners... He's just... I don't know. I'm sorry. Sorry. Good night.
Spirit Box Radio is a Hanging Source Studios podcast written, directed, edited and produced by Aira Major. This episode starred Billy Bray as Scourge, Assorted Cats as Revel, Cosmo and Eggroll, and Aira Major as Sam Enfield. If you enjoy the show and want early access and bonus content, you can help us by supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/Hanging Source Studios. Spirit Box Radio is recorded in front of a dead studio audience.
Tune in. Get spooky.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.